Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel LaBov is back. Joel is a good friend of ours, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years almost. He is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner. He is the guy we turn to when we want to learn more about franchising. What I consider to be franchising is one of America's great gifts to the world. And we should protect, we should revere it, protect it, and encourage it at all costs. And I emphasize protect it. He's our good friend, Joel LaBov. Welcome back to the show, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas, and coming on 14 years. That's fantastic. Man, I've known you for a long time.
A long time. Hey, Joel, I'm glad you're here. I know you and I completely agree on this, on the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts America gave to the world. I was just telling the audience before you got here, it'd be hard to number the number of, just start with the jobs that have been created by the franchise industry around the world. Surely it's in the hundreds of millions over the last, 60, 70 years. What do you think?
You know, it's funny. Before your producer called me this morning, I was thinking about that, about jobs. Man, what one of the best things about franchising is the job creation, and you can track it locally. I mean, when a franchise business opens up in a local area, there's jobs created right away, and that is good stuff.
Franchising, Joel, my first W-2 job off the farm. And I was a senior in high school, and actually it was the summer before I became a senior. I flipped burgers for Hardee's for 11 months.
Why not 12 months?
Because I got tired and left. I quit. I quit and went somewhere else. If that isn't dating me enough, I'm not going to tell you how much I made an hour, but it was ridiculous. But anyway, that's another story. But my point, but listen, I learned a lot. I got a lot of experience. They gave me a job. I was literally able to be financially self-determined as a senior in high school. I was able to buy my own gas, pay my own car payment, I worked a lot of hours. I was able to not put a burden on my family.
That's fantastic. I was the same way. I worked like two or three jobs at the same time. Not at the same time, but in the same day.
Counting our family farm,
I had money. Yeah, that's right. I had money. Yeah, I had some money when I was a senior in high school. And you know, think about it. Just the food franchises alone that hire teenage kids. Yeah. It is great experience. It doesn't mean it has to be a career for them, but it's
I learned about working with other people. I learned about being managed by somebody that wasn't my dad and my mom.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I learned about showing up on time. I learned about split shifts. Back in those days, we had split shifts. You had to go and come back and go and come back. So what? These are things most everyone knows. What else should we know about the beauty of a franchise?
The beauty of a franchise is all about the system. That is what franchisees pay for, and it is what franchisors try to perfect. And it's really, really important that would-be franchisees do enough research where they can find out if the business system is really solid and really tight, because that's the game changer.
It's got to be repeatable and consistent. That's the key, isn't it? And efficient.
That's the key. And the neat thing is, if the franchise system that you buy into is really solid, some of the people in the area that are also selling the same product or service are in trouble. because in general, some of the mom and pops do not have a business system as tight as the franchise system.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't, and it's because they don't have to. But, you know, I just think about this, Joe. When I was growing up on a farm, you know, I was responsible for 100 head of livestock and a milk cow, and not counting the chickens. And I had a system. I remember I had a system. After a while, I developed a route, basically, a circle. I went about it in a certain way that was more efficient. It's a natural human thing to do, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the brilliant franchise founders, the ones who found who have found the business, founded the business that you now own as a franchisee, are brilliant because they not only come up with a concept, but over months and years, they tighten it up so you don't have to. And it's wonderful. It's a fantastic business system. Some say the best in the world.
Well, there's no question about it. It's one of the great gifts America gave to the world. But one thing we need to point out here, we've talked about before, Joel, if you're like Jim Blasingame, you don't need to be a franchise owner because you march to your own drummer. You don't follow in orders, instructions all that well. But if you're capable of saying, okay, I'm going to subordinate my wishes and my ideas to this system, as you call it, that is known to work. If we just follow the plan, it will work. If you're willing to do that and let that be your guide to financial independence and happiness in the marketplace, then you can become a franchise owner. But if you've got a color outside the lines, as I am wont to do, Joel, then you don't need to be a franchise owner. What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. You and I are exactly the same when it comes to that. I like to find different ways to do things. I would not make a good franchisee. I'd make a horrible one.
But you might make a good franchisor, really, the creator, the entrepreneur who created the system, right?
Yes, yes. The person who comes up with the idea and implements it so others can follow the lead and duplicate it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing that franchisees know when they own a franchise is in any given year, they'll be given the system will be modified and adjusted, altered to improve it. And that's somebody tinkering with it at the headquarters, right?
Oh, for sure. The staff at headquarters is—they're very important. They're an integral part of things. Think about the person that's in charge of IT at franchise headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
This person can bring on so many fantastic pieces of software and systems for the franchisees to use and just make them super competitive.
But it might be as simple as changing the pickles in the chicken salad. It could be as simple as that.
That's right.
That's all part of a franchise system, folks. We're going to come right back and talk some more about franchising with our good friend Joel Abava. He is the Franchise King. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and his book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.